found that very prevalent in some areas.
Yeah. You mentioned the word field a couple of times. I guess you could have a field cut. Is there anything similar to a field, but maybe smaller? You might grow some cotton or peas or something like that.
Anything smaller than a field?
Yeah.
Patch, you might say.
And is that the difference between field and patch?
Yes, field is larger than a patch.
Yeah.
Patch is much smaller. I mean, this is just, these are colloquial expressions, of course, and I think this is what you're interested in. This was more or less, people could classify this. There really is no difference, really, in terms, but people referred to it as being a patch and a field. I was teaching one of my assistant principal some of his garden. I says, you know, you don't have a garden, you have just a little patch. You know?
But you could grow the same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
The thing in terms of one's been larger.
Right. Now, speaking of the pasture on the farm, was that usually open or was that fenced in? Or
fenced in.
What sort of fencing would people
use? Most of the time was barbed wire, they call it. Just three or four strands.
Do you know any names for any other types of wire fencing?
Well, of course, uptown people had electric fence, you know, just one strand.
Hog wire, chicken wire, anything like that?
Well, you have that for small, you know, chicken yards, you know, chicken wire, a hog pen, a hog areas, you have the hog wire. Now, some people in large farms did use the, you might call it the hog wire for, to keep the small cattle in here. But that was so expensive, you see, you couldn't afford to use that only, as I said, uptown folk.
Yeah, right.
The poor farmers still had to use the barbed wire.
What sort of fences might you have made of wood? Say,
yes.
Maybe,
I've seen, you know, yes, that's what you mean. The wood fence, not for a large fence, you know, only for a small one, you know, maybe around your house or I have one in the back of my house, a wood fence that I have just to block off and to more private, really. That's the only reason I have it.
Does that have a name? What kind of fence would you call it?
Wood fence, I guess.
What I had in mind was they're usually painted white. And
yes.
Each one comes to a point.
Yes.
And, are you familiar with picket fence?
Picket fence, yes. I've seen, yes, the picket fence, you're right.
That's what you were describing?
Yes.
The fence that you had?
Well, no, my fence is a little bit different. Now, what we, I think in terms of the picket fence has been a little bit different from that. Mine is brown. You see them around swimming pools a lot, you know, this kind of thing. But I have that around mine. Just on one side, just to for more privacy, that's all.
What about the sort of fence that you would make up split rails?
Rail fence?
Yeah.
Yes.
The type of zigzag?
Yes.
Do you see those around here?
Very few, because it takes too much time. And, you don't keep them up, they'll keep up them, you see. Some people have gone away from those and get the treated wood and use those kinds now for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about building a barbed wire fence, the things that you dig the holes for to stretch the wire across, you just call the...
post?
Sure. It was just pronunciation. All right, what about, do you have a name for a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
A rock wall. You might say the rock wall, yes. Or a brick wall.
Do you have those around here?
Yes.